On the last fitness challenge, I tackled Tai Bo. Now it's time for another martial art form that's growing in popularity, capoeira. I took a class at the school Capoeira de Brasil in Los Angeles.
Yes, excellent. Find a way even between your legs.
Off of a dingy industrial strip in L.A., a group of fit men and women are gathered in what looks like a dance studio. But although the moves are easily as graceful and athletic as modern dance, they're practicing capoeira, a Brazilian martial art. Their teacher, who's playing the drum, is called Mestre Boneco.
Chega. Now, let's combine the three movements. Lift it up straight, lift it up sideways, and lift it up around. Chinga, and do the same thing to the other side.
I'm by far, and not being modest here, the least well-equipped person to take this class. A couple of the students are nearly mestres, or masters. Others are beginners. But this adventure in my fitness challenge requires upper body strength and flexibility, neither of which come easily to me. Nonetheless, I follow along as best as I can.
I'm just going to watch.
No,
I'm just
going
to watch. I'm just going to watch.
No, because I have something for you.
Uh-oh.
What are you going to do?
Uh-huh.
Here, bend your knees a little bit, and then try to go over and control. Finish parallel.
Uh-huh.
20 times.
Okay.
Take your time.
Okay.
Lose your balance.
Okay, okay. That sounds good.
Out in.
Oh, out in. Okay.
And then, boom, the other side. Yeah, control. Don't lose your balance. Voila.
This is like wax on, wax off.
Shake hands, switch one more time. Close squat. Tighten a little bit.
I'm already confused. Help.
He shows me how to do basic kicks and a stepping and blocking move called the jinga.
Jinga, jinga, and
oh, oh.
Jinga, jinga, and
oh.
Last time. Jinga, and
oh,
oh, and oh. Down push-ups right away.
The jinga allows opponents to face off, move around a circle called the hoda, and block oncoming kicks. Advanced capoeiristas do flying cartwheels and roundhouse kicks. Beginners don't try those moves, and even Mestre Boneco was a beginner once.
I was born in São Paulo, but I grew up in Rio.
Mestre Boneco was born Luis Alberto Simas. When he was a child, he ran into some teens practicing capoeira on the beach. They invited him to learn, too.
At the very first time that I saw, I felt and I said, you know what, that's what I want. I didn't know how to do the movements, but I felt really comfortable. I felt that I knew that before. That's why I think it's destiny. It has a lot of culture behind. It's not just throw legs and flips, and it's much more than that, much more than that.
But learning capoeira wasn't easy, and the physical challenges were only part of that.
When I was in the academy, people just kind of make joking on me. And when I was at home, the same. Because, like I said, capoeira was prohibited a long time ago. And people, they don't like to have your sons or my parents at that time play capoeira because it had a bad reputation.
Enslaved Afro-Brazilians developed capoeira as a way of appearing to dance, but training to fight. Like many martial arts, it became a form of street fighting, as well as legitimate competition. When Mestre Boneco started training, his parents were concerned he would get beat up, hanging out with men that they saw as thugs. But Mestre Boneco says the other capoeiristas also wondered why a white guy would take up what was seen as an Afro-Brazilian pursuit. Now Mestre Boneco has been practicing capoeira for more than 30 years and teaching for more than 20. Today, capoeira appeals to people of all nationalities and backgrounds.
Here at our studio, we have all the races, the black, yellow, red, purple, green, all the colors, just clapping hands, just having fun. I think that's what the world needs, you know what I mean? And I think capoeira is the medicine that's going to heal the world.
One of Mestre Boneco's newest students, Tamia Ward, agrees. She saw people playing capoeira at a Brazilian-themed party. But it took her a year before she signed up for lessons.
I initially was apprehensive because I thought it was a sport that men did. There's definitely a masculine and a feminine entity that coexist together. And when I came, there are so many women, and they're just as powerful as the men. They're graceful. The men are graceful, and it just coexists so well together here.
Tamia doesn't seem to be fazed by the fast pace of the class. But my knees and thighs are starting to complain, and so is my lower back. Capoeira requires that you remain in constant motion and be ready to explode with power in your kicks. That seems like a dream to me, But Tamia, who's coming 3 times a week, sees improvement with every class.
Yeah, it's a school. It's a way of life. It's a community here. You know, it's a family. That's when I walked in here, I'm thinking, oh, okay, here's your uniform. Here's your set of, you know, skills that you're supposed to learn. But it's more than that. To me, it's more like a community. It's more like a family where you come here to grow and to expand your knowledge, your awareness, and your abilities.
After going through harsh instruction when he was learning, Maestro Boneco makes sure that students, no matter how new to the practice, feel welcome.
The energy here is kind of good, because I try to keep the energy all the time, that good energy, because I think that's the way it is. We need to have a lot of love, and we need to give a lot of love, so we're going to receive a lot of love. That's like a feedback.
Finally, the highlight of the class, a hoda. Students gather in a circle. 2 by 2, they squat down, clasp hands, and begin to play capoeira. Much to my surprise, a woman grabs my arm and directs me to play. I get into the ring with a handsome-built guy and spend a couple minutes dodging his gentle, controlled kicks. It may be baby steps, but capoeira is addictive. I'm going to come back for more.
All right, all right, all right. We're done for today. Thanks for coming.
You can listen to some of my earlier adventures in fitness at our website, npr.org. On the next fitness challenge, News & Notes nutritionist Rovinia Brock is back to debunk some common diet myths.